This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today's episode comes right off of a real life situation with real people, real teenagers, and real video games that distract their teenagers every single minute of every single day throughout the entire summer. Yes, that's right, you guys. It's summertime, and for your kids, well, specifically you people that have big-time gamers inside your household, the summertime is not about sunshine and pools and lakes and ocean. The summertime is about marathons on video games. So if you want to prevent that from happening in your household, well, this one's just for you. So I've worked with many families that have come across this issue. In fact, when I say many, like 80% of the families, every time it hits summertime, they're going to struggle with this issue. And 80% of the families I'm referring to, 80% of the families have boys. This is more of a boys issue. There are some girls I've worked with in the past that have this issue, but it's predominantly boys. So here's what happens. School ends. They're excited. They're relieved. The parents are relieved. The first week after school, which a lot of people are in right now, or they're about to be in, it becomes this week of like the rules are off. Everybody can relax. We can go to bed late, wake up late, do whatever they want. After 2 weeks or so, parents start to get a little nervous. They don't want to let this get out of hand. But the damage has already been done. Now the kids are locked in on the video games. They're already spending tons of time. They're sleeping in late. They're going to bed late. So if you want to prevent this from happening in your household, here's my advice to you, or my advice to you that's here's my suggestion to you that has worked for other families. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you're thinking, well, gosh, well, that can't work with my kid because my kid's worse, my kid's this, or there's certain nuances, I get it. And you may be right. Your situation may be a little bit more difficult because of certain issues that your family, your kid presents that you feel aren't typical or normal. However, the suggestion I'm going to give you is still the best move and still the best way to handle this situation of trying to keep your kids off video games all summer long. So here's what you do. You do two things. One thing that you do is you let them know that in order for them to be able to even become video game active, get on video games, certain things have to be done every single day. This is why you got to start this at the very beginning of the summer. So they have to wake up by a certain time. Maybe you give them a little time to wake up. Maybe it's like 9:30, 10. But you don't give it to them till noon, right? So you say maybe, let's say 9:30 is their time they have to wake up. They have to be out of their room at 9:30, even if they're half asleep, walk around, making cereal. They've got to be up, okay? The video games cannot even be accessed to a certain time of the day. And the time of the day that I like families to choose is around 3:30, 4, 4:30, even 5. Why do I choose that time? It's because that's the time of the day they would be getting home from high school or junior high, whatever, and they would eventually be able to start to lock in on video games. So during the school year, you have the advantage of them being gone all day long. And even if they're playing video games every now and then at school, they can't be locked in on their video games all day while they're at school. It's just when the teacher's not looking at lunch, whatever. So we want to mirror that same pattern, because when they go back to school, you don't want your kids to be used to playing video games from 8 o'clock in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, because that's the time they're supposed to be locked in on schoolwork. So that right there, I've probably have a lot of you listen to this podcast like, I'm out. There's no way my kid this, that. If there is no way that you can't do this, like there's no way you can do this, I mean, then that means you have letting this go a little too far. That means somehow you lost control of the reins of the video games. You have to get that back. The way you can get that back is through healthy manipulation and bribery, cutting a deal. So for those people out there that don't have something to hang over your kids, like a lot of people that their kids have video game issues, the kids got bad grades at the last quarter. So because they got bad grades the last quarter, then they could ground their kids. In this situation, even if your kids aren't grounded, even if they don't have any grade issues, whatever, this has nothing to do with them being in trouble. It can, but it's not supposed to be about whether they're in trouble or not. It just, this is the summer rules, because the summer has to emulate a real school time. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to get the kids back locked in for school. So once you let your kids know the bad news, just tell them, say, hey, listen, I know this is frustrating. I know you don't like it. I get it. However, here's what you got to do. You wake up by this time, you get your chores done, you go train some sports, you go work out, you go play, you go do whatever it is. But the earliest you could possibly be on video games is whatever time you decide. But they can't even be on video games until they do all those things. Let's say your kid says, forget it, I'm going to go steal the video game out of my parents' room, do whatever, I'm going to play it. And you come home, they played the video games, and because of that, they didn't do any of the other stuff that they're supposed to do, chores, et cetera. Well, you simply just let them know and go, okay, you took it. Hey, tell you what, enjoy it, because at, you know, your bedtime tonight, whatever, taking the video game, and not your bedtime. When you get home, you find this, don't fight with them at the moment. Say, okay, finish your video game. You took it. I get it. But as soon as you're done with your video game, I'm gonna have to go put it away for one day. The next day, they don't even get their console. Put it in your car, drive it to a neighbor's house, put it in someone else's house, they don't even have it. If it's their cell phone, you just shut off the access to it, you turn off the cell phone, you make it so they can't even use it, it's blocked for 24 hours. If they're really a hard child and they're really aggressive and they're really coming after you about it, usually the parents, most parents can just say, hey, turn in your cell phone. Why don't I turn my cell phone? Well, you're supposed to do all these things before you play video games. Since you didn't do those things, the deal is, and whether they want to make this deal or not, you say, here's the deal. You do all those things, you get your cell phone, you get your video game for the next day. If you don't do those things, you either got to go without your cell phone for the next day, or you got to go without your video game for the next day. But if this happens 2 days in a row where they go, okay, well, I want to keep my video games, you can have my cell phone. Great. If they do it again the second time, then they lose the video games and the cell phone. So usually it's a one for one if your kids don't have a cell phone. So if your kids don't have a cell phone yet, they don't do the requirements for the video games to earn the privileges that day. But if they played the video games anyways, then the next day they lose it for 24 hours. Say, but if they are old enough where they have a cell phone or for a video game, you could use a cell phone and the video game, and they get to pick their consequence the first time. But if it happens, then the second time it happens, then they have to lose both of them for a day. The reason why we use a day is because it's long enough for them to handle it mentally and emotionally, but it's also long enough for it to sting. It should not be pleasant. It should not be a good time. Now,
this is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's one part of what I want you parents to initiate and to put into practice and play at your house. The second part is I want you to be a cooler parent. If you hate your kid playing Fortnite because it takes all their time and attention away from them, I get it. I don't blame you for hating that. However, if you think that they're going to stop playing Fortnite just because you don't like it, that's probably not realistic either. So I want you to be a cool parent, and I want you to encourage them to play Fortnite under a certain situation. So I just said kids can't play video games until after a certain time of the day. You can make an exception to the rule. Say, if you do all your chores, you do all your stuff, you can invite your friends over to have some sort of video game marathon. Or specifically with Fortnite, I've had lots of clients where they tell their kids, like, we will throw a Fortnite party for you if you can go all week long with doing your chores, doing the video game. On the weekend, we'll do a party for you. Now, granted, I'm volunteering your guys that are listening to this your money. So depending on how much money you have to throw around or how much money you're willing to throw around is going to be dependent on how cool the party is. Yeah, maybe just get some Little Caesars pizzas. Maybe just tell everybody, oh, dress up in your favorite Fortnite stuff. Some kids were like, oh, that's not cool. You know, we're a little bit older. That's fine. Then just throw a party for them or have them have a chance to have a party. Some sort of hangout. Get on ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT for social hangout ideas for your teenager so that they can play video games but in person with their friends. This is really unfortunate that the internet allows our kids to play online in the sense that they get lazy and they could be next door to each other or in the same neighborhood and they still just stay in their own separate homes because they're on the headsets. It is a good thing, obviously, for kids that don't have friends or their best friend moves away that they can still play with them. That's great, but it is unfortunate and not good for their social health and their mental health if they have people around them that they could meet up with and play with, but they're choosing not to just because they don't want to leave their house. They don't want to put real clothes on. So Fortnite or whatever video game you have, do a marathon, do a contest, do brackets. I mean, I've had parents that went so hard in the paint that made this so cool and so fun and exciting. It was one of the biggest memories of the whole entire summer for their friend, for their kids, their sons, their kids' friends. Now, here's another problem. Most of the kids that have this issue don't have lots of friends. Well, then you're going to have to get your kid out of the bah humbug, no one wants to come hang out with me zone. You're going to have to tell them that you're going to have to just invite a few people, start with one or two people, and those one or two kids, maybe if they like it the first time, say, let's do this weekly, and then they can invite a couple of their friends to kind of grow like a little Dungeons and Dragons type of community. See, the cool thing about Dungeons and Dragons, besides that it was like a cool game to play, I low-key didn't ever play it. But when I got into college, I secretly wanted to play it in high school, but I'm like, I can't play it. The kids who play that, they're dorks. They weren't, well, they were considered dorks, but it turns out that it was a fun game they want to play. So in college, I played with a couple kids. I'm like, hey, don't tell none of the dudes on my football team I'm playing this. And I had fun, man. So it was all about the face-to-face hangout, though. So getting kids that are socially awkward because they don't have enough social... When kids are socially awkward, it's because they don't have enough social reps, social experience. As I like to say, they need to improve their social cardio. So I want you to find ways to get games and parties at your house. And then the third thing, if you've got a gamer kid, here's the most important one. They most likely have a type of brain that is very linear. They like to put things in order. They like to solve problems, especially if they play games like Minecraft, games that you got to solve complex problems. These are people who are great at building and making things. During that waking up time to 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon before they play video games, I've given this to tons of my clients. Find something really cool for your kids to build and get into that's just as, that locks them in like a video game. It could be if they have an interest in building computers, if they have an interest in building video games, spend the time and the effort, use AI, you guys. Do not try, if you are a boomer, well, probably not a boomer, if you're a millennial or a Gen X and you use ChatGPT, use Gronk, use the different AIs out there, do not think that you can come up with a bunch of ideas, Google a few ideas, and that's gonna be good enough. Create your own. Use those AIs to help you come up with ways to get your kids more socially active, even if they're video game playing kids, but specifically for building something. A couple clients I've had this happen with, one client in particular really wanted a very expensive e-bike, Sauron e-bike. I'm sure a lot of people who've had your kids ask you for those. They're really expensive, really fast, which make them really dangerous. And the kid was big on video games. His dad, you know, I'll make a really long story short. His dad said, hey, listen, if you know how, I'm going to get you a regular e-bike. If you can learn how to change the brakes on it, brake pads, just know how it basically works and how to fix it. And if you're willing to take these times, you can break it down and put it back together. Then I will buy you that other e-bike. Well, the kid did it. And while he was doing it, he started to realize how many of his friends have e-bikes and they always break down. They don't know how to fix them. And so this kid goes, wait a second, I could start a little business fixing my friend's e-bikes. Well, guess what, guys? Now his friends Venmo him when they need things fixed. He goes and fix them. He gets value to his friends because now his friends are, dude, his friends are calling him. So it makes him necessary. They pay him money, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, whatever it is. And he's helping people. So he gets to feel good because he feels like he's important. He knows some things his friends don't know, makes him valuable. It's a win-win for him. So all those three things, I want you to try to implement those in the best ways that you can. Get your kids to build something. Get them to be into something that causes the same stimulation of their brain that they have when they're locked into a video game. I know it's going to be hard to nudge them and keep them going, but do not ask them questions. Why don't you want to do this? Don't you want to make money? I'm trying to help you. Just go, hey, I know this sounds like a crappy idea, or I know this isn't the fun of the summer as you want, but trust me, if you do this, then you're going to earn this. If you do this, then I'm going to get you this. I know money is a real thing. It's not like you can just throw it around. But to spend a little bit of money to manipulate your kids in a positive, healthy way that gives them an advantage in life, I think that's worth the investment. You blow lots of money on your kids for stupid things that you regret buying for them. I get it. But don't hold that resentment and anger because you've blown money on them for things that you didn't want to blow, and then they didn't give you the respect or the appreciation, or they didn't do the chores or whatever they promised to do for you spending money on those things. I get it. You're mad. You're upset. It's frustrating. You've been sponsoring it their whole entire life. And that's the problem, not the solution. The solution is putting your money into the right investments. And I believe these three are just that. Well, you guys, thanks for always listening to the podcast. Follow us on all social media, OG Therapy, and also follow us on Social Health Initiative, our nonprofit account, the nonprofit that I started many years ago. Check us out on that as well. And until next time, be cool.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest.
loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.